Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Barbara Catherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Bird, B-I-R-D. Address is 51 Concow, M-A-I-D-U Drive, Orville, California, 95966. Phone 916-591-3296. Date of birth is 12-8-1942. ID is XXXXX0891. 80-year-old tribal executive. Insurance is Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Feather River Tribal Health Clinic. It is addressed to Dr. Melinda, M-E-L-I-N-D-A, Skau, S-K-A-U-M-D, Feather River Tribal Health, $21.45 Fifth Avenue, Orville, California, 95965, 530-534-5394. Fax 530-534-3018. The clinical indication is history of cognitive decline following severe concussion. Subparagraph, history of post-traumatic cephalgia. Dear Dr. Skau, thank you for referring Barbara Bird for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you already know and have described, she suffered a facial plant facial contusion with identified facial hematoma, comma, concussion, and post-concussive changes with reduced balance and symptomatic dizziness associated with visual changes. She was referred for statin ophthalmology evaluation. Her facial neurological examination 2 days after her accident, when she was examined in the emergency department, did not show any unusual findings. No evidence of serious fracture. And no loss of consciousness. She was found on examination to have a closed fracture of the maxillary sinus, a contusion to the left shoulder. Past medical history, positive for hypertension. She had no unusual social history. At the time of her evaluation, she was taking Tylenol 500 milligrams, Tenormin 50 milligrams, Atorvastatin, Lipitor 20 milligrams, vitamin D3, Lexapro 10 milligrams, and artificial tears. Initial imaging showed no evidence of skull fracture or intracranial injury. Facial CT. Showed slight fragmentation in the appearance of the anterior maxillary spine. There was mild soft tissue swelling in the left premaxillary region. New paragraph. She subsequently sought Dr. Ransberger, RAMSBARGERENT specialist, who found some facial pain. she gave a history of increased visual floaters and was referred for ophthalmology evaluation with her own ophthalmologist. She has some post-concussive cephalgia reported in the occipital area. Some symptoms of anxiety and depression. Her physical examination demonstrated findings of anxiety. CT imaging of the brain on May 14, 2023 showed no unusual internal changes and no evidence of fracture. She received an ambulatory discharge from the emergency department. New paragraph. When seen for neurological examination on August 30th, 2023, she described MRI scan ordered by Dr. Scow. She reported some difficulty with headaches with visual concentration, for which she stopped watching television. She reported an overall decrease in her mental clarity. She also reported some symptoms increased with her arthritis. She reported that her dizziness symptoms had resolved. She reported that she had bruised her right thigh and that she was doing well in physical therapy. On her medical history, she gave a past history of depression, mixed cephalgia, hypertension, neck injury, and visual eye problems. Family history was positive for both mother and father being deceased. One sister deceased at age 65 from leukemia, another at 64 with liver disease and heart problems. New paragraph. She gave a family history of arthritis, cancer, diabetes, hypertension, multiple sclerosis in a niece, and brother who had a stroke. Her neurological review systems was positive for blurred vision, eye pain, and dry eyes. Musculoskeletal symptoms of arthritis, joint pain, back pain, and muscle pain. Neurological symptoms of dizziness, reduced balance and stumbling, recurrent headaches, psychological history of depression, anxiety, and memory problems, endocrine symptoms of being fatigued and tired with excessive thirst, sleep symptoms of increased daytime sleepiness, and frequent daytime naps. New paragraph, her neurological examination showed that she was bright, intelligent, alert-oriented, and focused with minimal clinical symptoms. Thinking is logical and goal-oriented, appropriate for the clinical circumstances. New paragraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12 were normal to inspection and examination. Her deep tendon reflexes were also preserved without pathological or primitive signs. Her ambulation was fluid and non-ataxic. Cerebellar testing was at best equivocal for a positive Romberg. Deep tendon reflexes were preserved. There were no pathological signs. New paragraph. Sensory examination was intact to all modalities, pin touch, temperature, vibration, proprioception, and simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph. She was seen for evaluation and given a diagnosis of concussion with post-concussive symptoms. New paragraph, it was noted that she needed to complete ophthalmological examination and MR brain imaging, which she reported had been ordered by her primary care physician. New paragraph. With her clinical history and presentation, we ordered routine laboratory screening, including nutritional analysis, which was returned abnormal with subphysiologic levels of vitamin C. Borderline levels of vitamin B3, subphysiological levels of vitamin B5, subparagraph, she gave a report that she takes no nutritional vitamin supplements. New paragraph. The laboratory dementia-related panel showed no abnormalities. Her thyroid functions were normal. Her cardiac risk factor panel was abnormal, showing elevated total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, non-HDL cholesterol, apolipoprotein B, hemoglobin A1C, intact insulin, C-peptide, and insulin resistance scores were all normal. New paragraph, when Barbara returned today for examination, her only complaint was slight to mild intermittent headaches. New paragraph, she's taking sertraline 100 milligrams daily, 1 milligram of prednisone at bedtime, amlodipine 2.5 milligrams, ondansetron tablets, ibuprofen PRN, atenolol, and Lexapro 10 milligrams. New paragraph. Today, in review of Barbara's diagnostic evaluation and test findings, we have determined that she presented with the biochemical manifestations of malnutrition. New paragraph. She has nearly unmeasurable levels of vitamin C, and subphysiologic values of vitamin B3 and B5, for which she has been prescribed supplemental vitamins to take on a daily basis with a women's general vitamin for women over 50. New paragraph. We received the results of her diagnostic electroencephalogram that was completed at Orville Hospital on May 12, 2023. The study was normal. New paragraph. Barbara Bird presents with a clinical history of a trip and fall injury with facial contusions, concussion, and a post-concussive syndrome. New paragraph. She is substantially improved and is participating in recovery, for which she has been referred for physical therapy, ophthalmological evaluation, and follow-up care, including additional imaging. New paragraph. Today, we initiated recovery therapy for her malnutrition and scheduled her for a routine follow-up as she moves forward with her care. New paragraph. I will see her in follow-up for any further findings or need for treatment as may be determined by signature.